The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppinfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Chris Albert, and this is the Warrior Soul Podcast, and this is a Warrior Notes edition. This is going to be a really quick one, and I just wanted to let you in on a book that I just read. I've been talking about it. It's called The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt, and it basically covers his life from the time of his childhood all the way up until the McKinley assassination, when Theodore Roosevelt was vice president and he ascended to the presidency. And it's one of the best books I've read over the past 5 years. And the reason why I really wanted to read it was because I consider Theodore Roosevelt to be one of the greatest presidents we've had in this country. And not just a great president, but a great man who went on to do so many amazing things within politics, but also within history. He was an avid historian. He was a naturalist, where he would go out. He was one of the first people to go out and collect specimens. He's one of the main reasons why New York has a Museum of Natural History. And he's just left such a footprint on this country and its trajectory. And I wanted to know exactly what it was about him that created this aura, the great man aura around him. And it was his level of confidence. Now, confidence is something that I've always struggled with. I got a lot from the Marine Corps after I joined. It really helped me in terms of leadership. It helped me in terms of, you know, developing my own presence. But from all the historical references, Theodore Roosevelt was somebody who really filled up the room when he walked into it. He was somebody that people paid attention to. And that carried through with his dress. It carried through with his presence. It carried through with his aura. It carried through with his voice. And developing that kind of confidence doesn't come out of nowhere. He did a lot of work on himself. He was somebody who was constantly taking care of his body, constantly pushing himself to the extremes, constantly trying to better himself. He was an avid reader. He had 5 different long reading sessions a day. He'd read in between meetings. He'd read in between speeches. One of the things they put in the book was one of his schedules when he was campaigning for McKinley on the vice presidential ticket. And he literally had every minute of his day packed up. And I've talked about confidence before, but one of the things that you can't do is you can't sit around and hope that confidence is just going to come to you. You get confidence from going out and actually doing things, going out and actually doing difficult things. And again, we see that in the life of Theodore Roosevelt. He went out west when the West was still the frontier. He became a rancher. He pushed himself to the extremes as far as hiking, as far as mountain climbing, as far as hunting went. And he never backed down from a fight, even if he knew he was going to get his ass kicked. And this is something we should all be striving for. You know, not necessarily, of course, you need to plan. You need to make sure you're not stepping on landmines in life, right? But at the same time, you need to just go out there and you need to do stuff. If you're waiting on something, if you're waiting for the right moment, if you're waiting for that right position, that right timing, if you're hesitating, you'll probably be waiting forever. So here's the thing, guys. What I want you to do is I want you to think about something you've been waiting for. Think about something that you've been putting off for a long time. Think about something that you've always wanted to do. And then stop hesitating on it. Take the first action. Take the first step. It might be a small step, but at least you'll have done something in getting to where you want to be, getting to where you want to go, and accomplishing something that you wanted to accomplish with your life. There's one lesson we should be learning from this COVID-19 situation is that life is not forever. We're all going to die someday. And with that, we have no reason to hesitate. We have no reason to hesitate on anything that we want to accomplish. Yes, you should still plan. Yes, you should still educate yourself. But most of the education comes after you have started taking actions. Because you know this as well as I do. A good plan usually never survives the first shot. And if you're waiting, all you're doing is delaying the inevitable learning that you need to do once you're in action, right? And if you fail, if you fall flat on your face, what do? You learn from it, you dust yourself off, you get back up, and you try again. That's all I got for you guys this week. I hope this was helpful. Please let other people know that this podcast exists. Share these episodes out. Head over to iTunes, write us a written rating and review, and get out there and live your best lives while you can. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I am out.